Mr. Nelson, tell me a little bit about what you are proposing to do, what you laid out today.
I'm proposing to get the severance tax raised to 7%, which is exactly what I proposed back in 2008. It would differ from what's in there now in that they arrived at a 5% maximum back in 2008 that the legislature passed, but it had so many exclusions and things that would be deducted from it that it amounts to about a 4.4% maximum, but by the time you blended everything in, including varieties of gas and all this, it probably produced 1.3-1.4%.
What do you think this would produce if you were to get this passed at 7% with no loopholes? What would the difference between what we're getting now and what we would be getting?
Well, the difference would be on the last 12 months running, the severance taxes produced about $54 to $55 million. This would produce $250 million. So it's a dramatic difference. And again, remember, their income has gone up because volumes have increased so much. Yet we don't get the benefit of it because we're at such a low rate. You know, in fairness to the governor, though, what we got back at that time was what he could get, and it was a major step because it was the first step toward increasing severance tax.
You're a former natural gas company executive. You also are a former politician who has preached lower taxes and less taxes. Seems kind of odd that you would be the guy leading the charge to raise the severance tax that would particularly affect natural gas companies in Arkansas.
Well, it would on the surface, but if you look behind that, I'm also a businessman who believes in doing what's right from a business standpoint, and that's a cost of business. These people should pay us a fair amount for removing the gas from the ground here in Arkansas. Now, I would remind you that even when I was president of ArcLaw, I was the one that helped lead a charge to try to get it increased then, and we actually got it through the Senate and then got defeated in the House. But I've been for this for many, many years.
All right. Anything else you want to say in terms of why you're doing this and what you maybe speak to the fact that this is a marathon and not a sprint like it was last time?
The last time we were so late getting in, we had very few months to organize and to raise the money and to do what we had had to do. The governor came up with a viable solution at the time, and I think that was smart for everybody. It was good to take that. This time it will be a marathon. We don't have the election until 21 months from today. We've got plenty of time to build grassroots support for this. I plan to build a coalition, and I plan to have people out in the state working in every county, and we will have a major campaign.